It's just been an amazing beginning of the year, and the reason, I believe, is 2008 actually breaks down to a 1, and let me explain in simple form. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 8 is 10, and then you reduce it to one digit, so 1 plus 0 is 1. 1 is the year of ambition. It's like, I don't know about you, but didn't you wake up with like the spirit of, I've got to do something? I got to get on with it?
I'm on fire this year.
Aren't you? Don't you feel wide awake?
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, that is the world number one. And I find that the people that already have kind of focus in life or try to achieve their goals feel it stronger than the other people. So, yeah, it's happening right now. And, of course, we're dealing with an election year, so how powerful is that? That the timing is about winning. Because, see, the number one is about winning.
Don't you also sense that people who listen to this program, primarily, Glynis, are more knowledgeable about this, they're more into it, they're more in tune, and consequently, they're able to, I think, react better in years like this.
I think your audience, honestly, not only are they educated, they have such a need to know. You know, they're so hungry for knowledge, and it seems once they've got something new, they totally devour it. And next thing you know, like when they write to me, they don't talk in names, they talk in numbers. Like my husband, the 5, my daughter, the 2, they have learned how to do the numerology. And they've learned it from your program, George.
You know, I was talking to producer Tom today, and, mm-hmm. he is the first line of defense. He gets the phone calls, he talks to people mm-hmm. way before I do. And he was saying, George, I've never seen, because he's worked on other talk shows before, mm-hmm. he said, I've never seen people who are so into a show in all my life. And he's right, Glynis. And I think that will help them as we get into tonight's program with you, because there are things that they can do to even make their lives a little more fulfilling.
Absolutely. They should actually grab a pen and paper and write some stuff down, because I'm going to tell them how to get the most out of this year, the year 2008. I can help them do that, and I'd love to use you as the example.
You want to use me as the guinea pig?
Yes, because here's the deal.
Confidentiality is critical for this.
Well, I'll keep it simple. I just say your month and day, that's it. But what's great about it, it's called a personal year cycle, and it begins the minute you wake up on January 1st of your new year, and it shifts for all of us. Like, each year, it's different, and you just take your month and day. So in your case, that's 6-4, correct?
Yes.
All right, so you just break it down to one digit. 6 plus 4 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. Then you add it to the world number, which I already said is the number 1. 1 plus 1 is 2. You are in a personal year of 2, which promotes romance, love, connection.
Really?
That is your cycle.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
When does it start?
As soon as you do. This is all about you, because here's what it means.
I'm still a 7, though, right?
Yeah, but here's what's powerful.
I'll always be a 7.
That is your life path number, but guess what's great about a cycle? It's almost like saying cycles remind you to embrace certain parts of your life that you have put to the wayside. So maybe you weren't focusing on that. That wasn't a part of your picture. But this year, it comes in. This year, it's welcome. And by the way, it seems to me a couple years ago, did your son get married? Was it a couple years
ago? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I remember when I did numbers
last
with you,
April, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he was in a personal year of 2 when he got married. And I said to you, oh, my gosh, what a perfect cycle. It's the cycle of love. So that's what I mean. It's almost like the numbers remind us what to focus on each year.